How often should you train? How often should you come into the gym? Welcome to this week's Iron Hero Fitcast. This week, we're talking about, say, some examples of you should come to the gym twice per week if, you should come to the gym three times per week if. Prioritizing time is difficult. There's no getting around that. And frankly, part of being an adult is prioritizing, or maybe not prioritizing, depending on who you are. It's something I struggle with every single day, like every single day. Something I discuss with my mentors all the time. But of course, there are other factors at play, like your goals, your training experience, things like that. But with those things in mind, here are some examples of what the number of CrossFit sessions per week says about you, even training sessions per week says about you, what you might do to change it for yourself, how you might speed up your process or your journey to your goals, things like that. So if you're working out twice per week or you're coming to CrossFit twice per week, maybe you're someone who's new to fitness and you've heard the phrase overtraining before. As an aside, we'll just nip this in the bud right now, I'd be a whole lot less worried about this overtraining when you compare it to what you'll get out of it by prioritizing yourself a little bit more each week. It's not likely you'll overtrain. I really have never in my life overtrained. I've certainly under-recovered, and in my 16 years in the trade and training people professionally, I've never seen somebody overtrain. I have seen plenty of people under-recover, and that's sort of the animal we deal with in the U.S. and Westernized society like that, is always going, always trying to do more. It's never really an emphasis on recovery. So maybe you've heard overtraining. Maybe your schedule is jam-packed and you really cannot prioritize yourself more than two times per week or 2 hours per week. That's fine. You are somebody who, you know, this is the stage of life you're in, and twice a week is definitely, most definitely better than not at all. So don't throw in the towel. You could also be training for something else and want to use CrossFit as a means of cross training. For example, maybe you're running a 10K half marathon. Maybe you're doing some mountain biking or doing some of that competitively. It's just a cross training modality for you, and you're adding some strength and you're moving better and it's working. Maybe you're unsure if you like it at all and you just kind of want to dip your toe in the water, so to speak. I'm of the headspace that CrossFit is for everybody, but not everybody wants to do it. I think everybody can, but not everybody wants to. I mean, it is challenging and it takes a certain person to do that. So maybe you're unsure if you want to take that step. Moving on, if you're working out three times per week, what this says about you: you want to build a solid foundation, even if you have no experience, or even if you do have some experience, more of a novice, intermediate type of person. Maybe you've been able to prioritize yourself a little better or a little more during the week, you know, 3 hours per week, three times per week. And what we've found is that three times per week really seems to be the tipping point to really getting a good amount of physical change out of it. Of course, there's the emotional and psychological improvements as well, but really to see some physical change. If you really want to get a return on your efforts, three times a week at a jumping off point is a good. Anything less than that is kind of a feeler type thing. You're just kind of feeling things around. Maybe you enjoy the community side of things and that you know being around people aimed in a similar direction as you really does wonders for achieving your goals, right? You take much bigger steps. Rising tide raises all ships, so to speak. All right, so you're a four-time-per-week person. Maybe you work out four times per week. You're probably more intermediate, and you want to level things up for yourself. Like you were three times a week before, you want to kind of level up from there and you want to get more out of it. Maybe you have much more specific goals other than just sort of getting fitter. Maybe you want to improve strength on specific movements. Maybe you have an active lifestyle and you're worried about being durable enough to continue to do that through the years. Maybe you want to improve skills in gymnastics movements, or you're wanting to get into local CrossFit competitions or running competitions or that sort of thing. Maybe you're eating relatively well and you sleep relatively well, but you're just wanting to get more changes more quickly. There is a cap to that. Like, there's certainly a maximum number of times I would train during the week, and there's a lot of variables that go into that. But generally, as sort of a general comment, you can get more out of it if you have more training sessions during the week. Now, don't go past 5 or 6. I think that, you know, it's unnecessary. The return is not, once you hit 6 sessions, I don't know that you're getting much more out of it. You also need to prioritize recovery, but if you're trying to get more out of it, going from 3 to 4 might be you. Or maybe you just enjoy the variety in CrossFit, because we do different things each day. We have progressions that we follow, but we do different things each day. And you prefer to stay away from the monotony of running on a treadmill or outside doing the same biking route that you do all the time. If you're somebody who trains 5 times or more, then you're able to really to truly prioritize yourself and your goals. Because after all, you can't help other people unless you're helping yourself, of course. Certainly, if you're a beginner, you could do this. That goes without saying. But usually this is someone who is a bit more tenured, right? Someone who is more immediate to advanced. And, you know, it takes a little bit more stimulus to get a response out of it. And, of course, nutrition and sleep and all that stuff happens as well and needs to happen as well to really make meaningful changes for yourself. Perhaps you do want to compete in something local, or maybe something a little bit more than local. That includes CrossFit. Yeah, that includes marathons and triathlons, and you're adding CrossFit on top of it more than just once or twice per week. But you can become a stronger runner or a stronger swimmer. Like, it helps all of that. Maybe CrossFit is your primary means of working out, and you're doing it much more than just cross training. You're doing it because you want to improve in all different fitness and health metrics. We'll call it fitness and health metrics for yourself. Maybe, just maybe, you love the social aspect involved in CrossFit classes, and this is one of your means of connecting with people. I mean, you can connect with all different walks of life, and there's again, rising tide raises all ships. It doesn't matter where you are. Everybody's generally headed in the same direction, and everybody is really encouraging everybody else. And so there you go. I may or may not have described you, and I suppose this one is a little bit less action-oriented other than just sort of doing a self-inventory and seeing if you feel like you fit into one of those buckets, so to speak, because sometimes moving on up is the way to do it. Sometimes changing your nutrition or changing your sleep habits is really what's going to make the change, not adding exercise to it. Regardless, I want to congratulate you for taking ownership of your health and fitness. I mean, if you're taking the steps to eat a little bit better, to have a consistent bedtime, and to work out 2, 3, 4 days during the week, you're doing something really great for yourself, and you're leading as an example for people in your life, whether you know it or not. However, if you're looking to make some more substantial changes to avoid common pitfalls that beginner and novice, even intermediate and advanced people tend to fall into, that's what we're here for. You can email me at chris@ironherocrossfit.com. Always here to help. And again, good work taking ownership of yourself and your life.